Hello. Hi, beautiful people. Sorry we're a couple minutes late. Just finished an adrenal recode webinar, but we're super happy to be here with our practitioners. And this is like a new bonus webinar because Nicole said that some of the newer practitioners have been a little bit confused with administering getting started. So I'm so happy. Anne-Marie, Sonia, Nankuli, Jessica, Yvonne. Hi. Grant, thanks for letting them know we were going to be a couple minutes late. And Nicole, I'm going to let you kick it off.
Sure. Hey, everyone. It's good to see you all again. So as Krista mentioned, we've been getting some emails in customer support. So we wanted to give you this chance to ask your questions here. Some of you are a little bit confused about the case study work and what you should be doing and how to administer the program. So the basic gist of the getting started module is the first thing you need to do is just reach out to your case study and schedule your initial consultation with them, which I believe most of you have done. If you haven't done that already, then you should definitely reach out to your case studies. And you're going to want to send them in the health intake assessment form. That form is in the portal. It's under the resources tab. And as we talked about last time, most of you probably have your own intake forms that you use, and that's fine if you want to use your own. If you don't, we have a template in the portal that you can use and you can put your own logo on. So you'll just send your three case studies or however many you're working with, send them that form, have them fill it out. And then at your initial consultation meeting, you're going to go over that intake form with them. And then you're just going to go over getting started and getting them prepped for the program. Because the actual step one, which is the dietary and the supplement protocols, don't actually start until week two, which Krista and Jack are going to go over with you guys in next week's training webinar on next Tuesday. And so all you need to do is just give them the handouts that are associated with getting started. And that's things like the symptom wheel, the goal sheet, the program timeline and overview. So you can just orient them to the program and take them through those handouts. And that's really all you need to do at that initial meeting. You're going to get into the meat of the program with the diet and the supplements the following week. So if anybody has any specific questions, just pop them in the chat right now and I'd be happy to answer them for you. Another question that I've gotten a few times that I'll just bring up while you guys are typing is whether or not what supplements your case studies can take in addition to the ones in our protocol. So a lot of times people are taking their own supplements, they're taking fish oil, they're taking a multi, that kind of stuff. It's generally okay for them to continue to take those things. We just don't want them to be taking their own probiotics, their own fiber, their own antimicrobials, and their own enzymes. So anything beyond that is fine to do. So things like fish oil or vitamin D or magnesium or a multi, totally fine to have them keep taking. You just want to be mindful of one thing, and that is that the desiccated liver supplement that we use in the program, as well as MORS, which is a methylation support supplement, they contain B vitamins in them. So you're going to want to make sure that if they're taking their own B vitamins, that you're just mindful of that and cut the dosage down of what they're taking of their stuff while they're taking those supplements.
Great. I'm pulling up the portal right now.
Yeah. Now, Nankuli asked, what's a good way to start the first session? Does that mean going over the specific action items in the first meeting? So I think a good way to start is to just go over the intake form that you sent them. You can have them fill it out in advance so you don't have to use up time during your meeting to do that. But after you do that, I would hand them the program overview and outline handouts, just orient them to the next 10 weeks and what to expect. And then you can just get them to start to clean up their diet before we start the official protocols, like reducing caffeine, getting more greens in, stop eating sugar, gluten, that kind of stuff. And then you can just go over the action items for the getting started week, which are also in the portal under the resources tab. And that's just things like getting them to drink lemon water every day and just basic things to orient them to the program, which will really start in about a week or so.
But these are great questions. Okay. Because so Nankuli is a medical doctor. So you're going to be doing the health intake, all of you. this is how I ran my health intake. So you're doing your health intakes. And whenever I saw there's room for quick improvement, like you have to mentally, emotionally, and physiologically assess who you're doing the intake on. I love, like, if you're doing through Zoom, I'd rather you see them instead of be on the phone. And then I'm always starring. Okay. Oh, they could probably eat some more greens as you're asking about their diet. Oh, they could start their morning. Because you're saying, I say, take me through a day in your eating and living life. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, tell me every single thing that you do. And then I'm looking for easy wins along the way. And I'm taking notes on my health intake form. Okay, so I'm sharing here now, like, these are your basic, you know, kind of handouts that you can have at the ready. You could have them printed out or just be familiar with what they have in them, as well as the ones down here, basic nutritional counseling. Okay, so you're just looking to, like, easy wins. You want to understand where they are, you know, are they having Doritos 5 times a day and 3 servings of sugar, you know, or they need 5 cups of coffee, and you're just starting, you want to prepare them before you go into the full diet, right, in the next 2 weeks. So where can you start to help them go gluten-free? Now, as a medical doctor, you're not really helping people go gluten-free. So this is going to be a heavier lift for you than the other parts of the program, because you're doing health coaching, diet coaching. And so you're going to download this handout, be familiar with it, and then say, oh, here are ways we can upgrade and get off of gluten. Here are ways we can upgrade your dairy and get off of that sugar, right? We have 2 handouts on sugar addiction. So 10 steps, is it following me? Let's see, I just opened it. No, it didn't follow me. So I'm gonna show you the example. So it's, okay. Can you see my sugar addiction now?
Oh, yep.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, you can say, okay. And a lot of times, so this is just basic health coaching. You want to let them lead so they can come back. I see you're having 3 cups of caffeine a day. Now we're going to be moving towards a lot less caffeine when we start the diet. So let's go through and, like, let's end this health intake session with 5 to 8 things that feel easy for you to upgrade before we fully dive into this Gut Thrive program. A lot of these people are going to already have healthy habits because they came from us. They've been following us for a while, which does make it easier for you. We've done a lot of the education for them. But so you're going to say, okay, so let's see. And you're going to say, okay, well, what you're depleting your minerals and you're dehydrating yourself. So you're going to start to increase their water intake. You're going to start to make sure that they're eating sweeter vegetables and fruit a little bit at each meal. If they have the right carbohydrate balance, they're not going to get those major sugar cravings, right? You're going to start to be like, ask them about their physical activity. Can you walk 30 minutes a day until we meet again in 2 weeks, right? Not going to need as much caffeine or sugar if they're moving their body. So this is just kind of what we call prep weeks, right? Because we're really going to get started. We're going to talk about step one next week, and then you'll administer it. So now you have your health intake, and it's like, what are the easy wins? So use these handouts, and then you can give them these handouts. There's also, if you name it, I've done a TV show on it. So you can give them these videos that are included in the handouts. They can watch it. You should watch it as well. And, like, just start educating them. This is just really taking them through the basics. And then I want to hear from you, or as soon as I finish this, like, some live things. I want you to raise your hand to speak and come on and be like, okay, what are the issues here that are happening, if there are any, in the initial health intake? But all of these handouts for your getting started are here to just kind of assess it, right? So you're assessing, where's their physical wheel of life? What are their goals? Like we talked about, having them sign the welcome letter. We're having a whole mental, emotional shift in how they take care of themselves. And then these are your basic handouts to just get the low-hanging fruit to clean up inflammation and upgrade the diet. So when we really put them into it in a few weeks, they're not going to freak out or be too overwhelmed. Okay.
And one thing I wanted to mention too, Krista, is I get asked a lot is whether or not we've given the case studies, the handouts. We have not given our case studies anything. That's what you're going to be doing as you take them through the program week by week. You're going to be sharing the relevant handouts that goes on with whatever step of the program that you're in.
Yes. So would it be helpful for you guys? So how Nicole said, you don't send them any of our videos, you don't send them any of our audio files. However, you're asking about prepping the body and the mind. You can find that Lisa Rankin video that's from YouTube, and you can send them that link. You can definitely send them that link. What about Mary Shenouda in the prepping the body mind? Should we send them all an audio of that so they can share it? I think that one would be a good one. So
yeah, we could do that.
We'll follow up with you. We'll include an easy shareable audio for Mary Shenouda's prepping the body and mind, but there are no other videos that you're going to be sharing because we want you, right? I am teach a man how to fish, don't give a man a fish. We want you to digest and understand the material, not just pass it along and say it in your own words and support them in that way from your visceral understanding of the material. That's how you're going to become a world-class clinician, because you have to be able to synthesize information in your magical, unique way and then share it. That's how you're going to attract the right people that are meant for you.
Mm-hmm. Janice asks, what if your people are not getting the health assessment back with you? I've emailed and texted to ask them. Yeah, you're going to have to ask them to send it back to you. And that's something that you're going to go over in your first meeting with them. And yeah, so just require them to send it back to you.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so let's see. I'll let you take another question. I'm looking at the intake form right now. I'm like, this is not 16 pages, is it?
I think it's the text boxes that are making it deceptively long. Mary asks, how is the program timeline worksheet intended to be used? There's no mention of it. Looks like they should be filling it out. Yeah, Mary, this is an optional worksheet that you can send them to use if they want to track their progress and sort of chart when they're going from step to step. You're not required to use it, though. So if it's something you don't want to use, that's perfectly fine. We just give it as a resource for you to give them. Mohan asked, do we send them the program outline? It seems to be more for those enrolled in the self-paced. Same thing, Mohan, as with the overview and the timeline. It's something you can choose to share with them if you think it would be helpful. But again, they're going to be working with you week to week. And so it's okay if you don't want to send that to them. Brooke asked, in one of the webinars, you mentioned that you have all of your 180 recipes in the resources section, but I couldn't find it. Have you taken it out? No, it's there. And it's something that we'll get into in step one. It's under the resources tab. I believe it's under all the dietary handouts section. It is there.
Anne Marie, one of my case studies currently on a parasite cleanse with another practitioner. No. What should I do in this instance? We have to stop that parasite cleanse because that is a competition. And most parasite, 99.9% of parasite cleanses out there do not interrupt quorum sensing, which is the gentle approach, and they're going to cause more leaky gut. So Anne Marie, that they have to pause their parasite cleanse, but we want to know, this is where you would use clinical customer service. This is an example. So you're going to find out the information, which parasite cleanse is it? How long have they been on it? You tell them to stop it. Send in details about their parasite cleanse to clinical customer service, and we're going to help you safely help them, because depending on where they stopped it or how, we may make some gentle adjustments by the time we get to our own pathogen purge. And we also may make some adjustments with the step one supplements. So great question. Excellent question. Okay.
Okay, now Cooley asked, can we re-record the videos in our own words on educational items like testing pH, et cetera? Yeah, you can. All the materials, like we talked about last time, all of the program materials have to stay branded as the whole journey. You can choose to record videos. They have to be entirely your own. You can't just lift what we say and record it. They have to be your own spin and entirely your own information. But you really probably won't even really need to do that because of the amount of information that we give you and all of the handouts. It's very, very thorough. But to answer your question, yes, that is okay to do. Tammy Lynn, what if they need to hang in one of the steps longer? Won't they run out of certain supplements? Yeah, that's possible, Tammy Lynn. It depends on, for example, digestive enzymes. If they take more than the dose that we recommend for a period of time or extend it a little bit longer, they might need to order an additional bottle of certain supplements. Or if you hold someone in step one an extra week because they come into the program with a really poor diet and you really got to take some extra time to get them on track. Yeah, there it could. You could have to have them buy an additional bottle of a certain supplement in that case.
Mm-hmm. So Brooke's asking about the recipes.
Yeah, I covered that. They're in the portal under the resources tab. Oh yeah, there they are.
Yeah. So I think you're talking about our 180 ways to use food as medicine cookbook with that. But so there are 122 pages of recipes here. And like this is, you are going to give them, this is a little bit of putting the cart before the horse, because this is going to confuse them. This is kind of the internal for you guys, like which plans can eat which recipes, FHP or S, right? It's our food as medicine strategy, which we'll be diving into next week. But you can give them, you know, all of these recipes. But once we find out which plan they're on and we get going, we're just going to give them the bulk recipe handout for that specific plan. So we don't overwhelm them and they're eating things that they otherwise couldn't or shouldn't be eating, if that makes sense. And then also, you know, if you go on to thewholejourney.com, there's that recipes tab there and we've got hundreds of recipes there as well.
Mandy said, my one case study seems to be very paranoid of being behind. So wondering what info the case studies received on how they were prepped on what to expect from us in the program, just to know how to better approach them when I do my initial intake tomorrow, as I would like them to start next week on the getting started phase and want to really set them up for success and have been thorough. Yeah, Mandy, it's fine. We just gave them a general period of time that they would be working with you from March 29th through June 28th. So you don't have to stick exactly to the same training schedule that you guys are doing. So if you're going to start a week behind with some of them, that's totally fine to do, you know, so you can reassure them that they're not behind at all, that you're going to take them through the 10 weeks and meet with them weekly and take them through the program. So not at all to worry about that.
And you guys should really be enjoying connecting with each other inside the program, because this is where, like in the beginning of the program, this is where the health coaches can really help. Then we get the medical doctors helping midway, like really, because health coaches are so used to assessing someone's emotional capacity for change, right? And helping the emotions around doing something new. And a lot of these people, they know their life is getting ready to change in the most beautiful way, but change is still scary for people. So that's where you're going to get the beginning anxieties, right? It's like a lot of this stuff is really, you're just calming and soothing their emotions. Don't worry. You can rest into me. I will guide you, that type of a thing. They just need reassurance, right? Because they know their life's getting ready to change.
Yep. Tammy Lynn, any variations with a client who had her gallbladder removed? Well, the digestive enzymes that we use in the program do have ox bile in them. You could, if needed, do some bile salts, but you can also support with food some extra gallbladder support there. But she should be fine with that. Mm-hmm. Non Cooley wants to know if the program can be modified for kids. So what we usually tell people is that the standard protocols are for kids ages 12 and up. If you have a child who's younger than 12, they can do the dietary protocols, but then we would refer them to Jack, Dr. Jack Tips, who you're going to meet next week, our clinical partner, and he can come up with a customized supplement protocol that would be appropriate for that child based on his or her age.
Yep. I'm just typing up things that we need to send you all for follow-up.
Okay, let me just see what we... Denise says the grocery store tour is also a great video to share if possible.
I'll send that.
Okay.
I believe we do send it. So I'll send a link that you, a public link, not a private link. No case study should be in your portal. No client, no patient should ever be in your portal. We'll send you a public link for Mary's audio, a public link for the Lisa Rankin video, and a public link for the grocery store tour.
Hey, Brooke said all of her three volunteers have done Gut Thrive in the past. She's confused by that about what materials they're getting. However, they all have the handouts already from doing the program before. Yeah, Brooke, that can happen in certain cases. If they've done our program in the past, they will have their own Gut Thrive portal that they can refer to, but you still need to meet with them weekly and take them through all the information.
Mm-hmm. We need a few more details, Anne-Marie. So for this whole parasite cleanser, just for the sake of time, please send a link to Para 1 and Para 2 to clinical customer service so that we can review it versus being flippant. It's really important to be responsible. We need a clinician to review every single herb that is in both phases. And if they've been on it for 10 days, also let us know when it's supposed to finish. And a little bit, like one paragraph about the health history of this case study, and then we'll give you a detailed response because I'm not offhand familiar with the specific herbs that are in Para 1 and Para 2.
Mohan asked for Plan H. They should take ACV instead of the lemon water. That's correct, Mohan. In the action items handout under the lemon water box, it mentions the hydration handout. Where do I find that? That's in the portal under the resources tab. I believe it's called Increasing Greens, Decreasing Caffeine and Hydration. So I think that's the handout that you're looking for. It's under the food section of the resources tab in the portal.
Mm-hmm. If you can't find anything, just go to the resources.
Oh, and everything is there.
Every single handout in the entire program is in the resources tab. So including recipes, I saw Jessica ask that. Everything is there. It's like the quick, oh, let me just go find what I need. And then all the other handouts are also in your lessons as you need them. So it's kind of like two ways to learn there. Did you answer the pH question from Mohan?
I don't think so.
She says, what is the time lapse? Great question. Between first and second morning urine. It just depends on when they have to use the restroom, but the first morning urine begins at 5 a.m. So, you know, sometimes we get up early, we use the restroom, and then we go back to sleep. You're going to want them to test at that time. It's like the super early morning waking, the first urine. And then the second one, if they don't have to use the restroom again before they do the second one, it's okay if they drink their lemon water, take the results, but have them make a note on it that says after drinking lemon water, so we can take the alkalizing effect of the lemon water into consideration.
Anne-Marie said one of her cases can't remember what plan she's in and could not find it on her computer. Yeah, we emailed what plan they were in when we connected the two of you, so it should be in that email. If you still can't find it, just write into us at info@thewholejourney.com and we can tell you.
Mm-hmm. Lori Jo, if you're moderating here, please let us know because I'm going to send you a video. You can send them any links. Public links, okay. I'm going to turn on screen share here. Any public links that are on thewholejourney.com. So if you guys can see, if you look at blog, okay, you name it, we did a show on it, okay? And so the question was about oxalates. And so I'm going to say here, best greens for thyroid, because you want to eat low oxalate, right, when you're healing your thyroid. So right here, the best greens for your thyroid and kidneys. I'll pop this into the chat. And then you can watch the show and there's a detailed blog on it. So that stuff is totally fine for you to send out. And then you'll probably, you would like to be using, here, let me just make sure I have this. And then on the blog here, right, I would make sure just take a look and see everything that we have, right? Understanding fat absorption, constipation, overcoming heartburn. If you want to use these videos to send to them to educate them, like what is SIBO? Is it the new candida? Like you name it, there's tons of posts here and the shows are short. There are 5 to 8 minutes each show. Some of them are up to 11 minutes, but there's a lot of bang for your buck, so to speak. And so they're gonna learn a lot of information.
Brooke asked, she has someone who's on thyroid medication in regards to the lemon water. She says there's no interactions that she's aware of. Is it okay that they take them both close together? Yeah, you can do it at the same time. She can take the medication with the lemon water, and that's totally fine to do. And then she can resume eating in about 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Let's see, where else are we? You got it there. Oh, if someone can't do lemon water but brand of chlorella caps in amount. Well, they don't do the same thing. So why are you using chlorella? You wouldn't swap lemon water for chlorella, but I do love chlorella. Is amazing to get like excess plastics out of the body. And like, all of my nursing moms in private practice always have them on chlorella. It like dioxins and all the things from plastics, it will release that load. So that's where you want to use chlorella. You want to use chlorella to help get rid of heavy metals in the body, but you're not going to use it in lieu of lemon water. Okay. And about 1500 milligrams a day is a good dose of chlorella. So that you have to look at the bag that you're talking about for the caps. I like Sun Food if you're going to do the little the chewable caps. This is a great question from Denise. One of her case studies is 4 days into antibiotics for H. pylori. How should I approach this? Let her finish her antibiotic course. It is excellent that if she's going to do antibiotics, at least she's doing it now. We don't want them to have to be on antibiotics at any point before step three. So if that happens, then you're going to write into us immediately in clinical customer service. Let her finish her course of antibiotics for H. pylori, go through the program, and she will likely need a double dose. So make a note of this right now. When we get to step three, she'll likely need either a double dose of microbiome colonizer that we're going to use, or she's going to need a soil-based probiotic in tandem with the microbiome colonizer. But we need to see how her body responds to steps one and two before we can.
Yeah, and Denise, right, because I have a really great one that we use with Plan H clients that would be good in this situation.
Yeah, an extra dose of ABC too. Mm-hmm. One of my case studies cannot remember which plan she is on and could not find it on her computer.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I already answered that. She can just write in. We put it on the email that we sent to both of them.
Great. Okay. Where are we now?
You're at Tammy Lynn's questions.
I have a client very concerned about balancing blood sugar. She's on metformin and a ton mess of including thyroid, weaning off benzos, right? Okay. How should I be expecting help with balancing blood sugar? I mean, simple things. Like our program is going to balance her blood sugar. So don't put the cart before the horse too much, but you want her to focus on food frequency to balance your blood sugar. You want to eat just before you get hungry, right? You want to eat until you're 80% full. This would be a person that would be eating at least three meals and two snacks a day. Make sure she focuses on a fruit or a root vegetable, some degree of it every time she eats. You can work in a full teaspoon of Ceylon cinnamon, not cassia. Okay, Ceylon cinnamon can balance blood sugar for up to 24 hours and lower low-density lipoprotein, the bad cholesterol. So have her do that. Probably she's going to be able to get off metformin by the end of this, which is beautiful because we are not only going to clean up her insulin receptors, because a lot of times diabetes happens even when people are trying to balance their blood sugar because their insulin receptors are clogged, but it's also a result of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I'm sure she's probably Plan S, but if she's not on Plan S, then we're going to add some berberines into her, probably like midway or to the end of the pathogen purge. So make a note of that. Just do it through diet and see how her body responds. And I'm going to say, one of our mantras in our Adrenal Recode program is trust the process. And that's what I'm going to say to you guys right now. It's like you're teaching them to trust the process when you're also trusting our process. And as healers, we want to fix everything for them like right away. But it's a process and it has to play out because we're co-creating with their magical human body to see what it does with the process so that we can respond instead of react along the way. Weaning off benzos is going to be of the utmost importance, okay? You use them for 3 to 5 days when you're not sleeping or you're going through something major and you just can't function. They are not something to stay on forever. They will shorten your life. They will damage your memory. They will cause just so much harm. So Tammy Lynn, we want to help you with that. I was just speaking about this in the last hour. So what I will typically use to help somebody swap for benzos, we don't want them taking it at the same time. And we'll include this in the follow-up, is I'll put them on theanine, L-theanine, two of those anytime they have anxiety, but especially at night. And then small molecule pharma GABA. So GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter in the brain. We have excitatory neurotransmitters in the brain, and we have inhibitory. And most of the time, mainstream medicine is just, they're not even going to run the panel and look at metabolites in the urine to see what's going on in the brain. They're just going to put you on an SSRI or an SNRI. How do you know what you're actually treating, right? So GABA, small molecule GABA, not the one you get in the health food store. This one's by Thor. It has to be small molecule so it can cross the blood-brain barrier. It's going to neutralize adrenaline and norepinephrine and start to refill those GABA stores. And it's nature's Ativan, nature's Xanax, right? So the combination of three things, an Ayurvedic herb called Jatamansi, we'll send a link in the follow-up, L-theanine and GABA. That's what I use to help people swap off sleeping meds and swap off anxiety medications. And they're natural and non-harmful. Theanine is something you can give to anybody who has anxiety at any point throughout the day or night. Totally non-harmful. GABA, you only want to keep them on it until it does its job, until maybe like 3 weeks after it does its job. Because if you overfill your GABA stores in the brain, then it's going to have the opposite effect and create anxiety and make you wired. So it's not something you want to stay on. Okay, and then we're going to heal a lot of her thyroid throughout this program. Ask us that at the end. There's a whole thyroid module. I don't know how you got into your portal yet, but there's all these thyroid protocols that we have now included. And so a lot of people are going to be going off their thyroid meds. We're going to talk about that in step five, the 80-20 balance. We'll talk about going off their whatever medications they're taking, because we want to understand how much healing that they've ascertained and how many more months that they need to terraform based upon where they are after this. Okay.
Joe asked, is there an affiliate code for Gut Thrive for the online program if we have friends or clients who want to go through it? Yeah, Joe, I know you wrote in about this. Well, we're going to connect you with Brent, who on our team, who is going to set you up with that. But yes, there is an affiliate program that you can do.
Hold on, I need to add in Jatamansi.
I'm gonna jump back to Mohan. I overlooked this question because she's written in about this a couple of times. I think it would help other people. So she's interested in creating her own slides that she wants to share with her case studies in her own words, using her own graphics to illustrate to her case studies during the first meeting with them, the importance of the gut microbiome and gut health and how it affects the whole body. And she just wants to know if it's okay to use her own PowerPoint template with her own logo. And then if in one of those slides, she also includes a brief listing of the five steps of Gut Thrive to give them an overview of what's to come in the next few weeks. Is that okay to do?
Wait, hold on though, because we give you that. We've done that already for you in the business section in the PowerPoint. So if you have the business and marketing aspect of this program, I would say don't spend your time and energy doing that. But if you don't, then Nicole, go ahead, jump in.
Yeah, then that's okay to do, Mohan. You do want to cite to us, though, on the slides that you're talking about us and put our logo and the Gut Thrive in there. But if everything else is your creation and in your own words, that's okay to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if Mohan has the business model or not.
Okay.
Yeah, but Mohan, like Krista said, if you do have it, just go and get the template that's in there already. It's already done for you.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Well, and it's also, you know, it's going to convert, but here's the thing. I know what it's going to say. I don't want you sending that out to anyone yet, because you only have like one time to make a first impression, right? And I really will teach you through it. So here's what I was going to say. So remember when I just told you we were on the whole journey, and I just don't want you guys. The thing is, this is a career in a box, and we've done so much of the work for you that I don't want you to spend your time creating things that we've already created and then not be completely focused on the clinical process, right? So that's my most important thing for you, is that you're completely focused on the clinical process. So I did one of my TV shows is the Randy and Krista Show, and I'm going to screen share and show it, and I'm going to pop it in. So this is something you can send out to everyone, and I'll pop it in. The gut-body connection, preventing autoimmune disease through microbiome health, okay? So you can send them this blog, and it will educate them. And then this is a, I think it's a 28-minute show where I go through the five steps. I explain the microbiome all in layman's terms. So if you don't want to spend your time and energy doing that, then just send them the show. And that's where we're showing you. There we go. I just popped it in the chat so you can catch that. And we'll also put it out, because it's like a simultaneously like creating as you're learning. It's up to you.
Yep.
Because the thing is, you're going to, I'm sorry. You're going to be saying this in so many different ways, and you're going to have a totally different understanding of the material after you've taken three case studies, maybe yourself, and gone through this whole program. So the video that you shoot now is going to, I guarantee it's going to need to be redone at the end of June, because your clinical acumen is going to be skyrocketed. So I don't really suggest filming anything right now. I would just use what we have and then kind of focus on the business aspect. You know, how you're going to communicate this to your clients and patients.
And I want to also say that too, Krista, with these particular, their case studies, they're already on board, you know, so you don't really need to sell it to them. I would use that initial 45-minute meeting to orient them to what's to come and the getting started handouts and that kind of information, rather than the general, you know, importance of gut health for these particular people. Okay, Jessica wanted to know, her client has a severe milk allergy. She wants to know if the lactobacillus and the probiotics will affect her. They're not cultured in dairy. The probiotics we use are dairy-free, so it should be okay for her to use, Jessica. Okay. Yvonne wants to know, did you say not to send them the recipe book? Is it okay to send it? Yvonne, you can, but again, we're not starting that portion with them till next week. So hold off and just do the getting started materials with them right now. Don't get too far ahead.
You know? I love how eager you are. I mean, you're being too passionate, but you're all jumping the gun. Okay, so hold on here. Now, don't send them, Yvonne, what I showed you, because it's going to overwhelm them. So I'm getting back into the portal. Give me a second here. I have like 10,000 windows open.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta get back into the portal. Okay, right, where am I? Right here. Okay, let me screen share with you all. All right. So this is what you're gonna be, okay, you don't wanna send them what we show. So when you're gonna go into the portal, you see where I am here, modules, step one, the Gut Thrive Diet Plan. So here's what you're going to send them, but you're not going to send it to them until after our webinar on Tuesday. You're going to download all these, right? Plan F, guidelines, meal plans, shopping lists. Plan H, because they're all different. So you don't want to send them the master guide. That's for you as a clinician to understand who can eat what foods. And so this is what we're going over on Tuesday. Okay, here's the recipes I showed you for all plans. That's going to confuse your case studies. They're not going to know what the letters mean, what they can eat, what they can't eat. You simplify it for them. You only send them the dietary guidelines, meal plans, and shopping lists that they can eat, but you don't send it to them until next week. Right now, we're in the assessment phase. So this is assess, right? Interrupt, retrain, and optimize. We're still in the assessment phase right now.
Okay, Joe wants to know if she can have her husband take the assessment, order supplements for him to go through the program. Sure, just write in to us at info@thewholejourney.com. Give me his email, his contact info, and we'll get him set up with you.
Yeah, Brooke, we'd be happy to go over an organic acids test. I would say, because you guys, just somebody recommended wants to speak, and we will, whoever this is, I will bring you on in just a few minutes. But that would be really helpful, like around mid step two. So if you are running organic acid tests, then you come in, request to speak, and then we'll have you show the test, and we could do training on that in one of our live webinars. Janice is saying in the Gut Thrive Weekly Action Item says chlorella caps can be substituted. I get urinary tract infections when using lemon water. Are you sure it's chlorella and not chlorophyll? Could we check that?
I'll check.
Because I'd rather you substitute chlorophyll for cellular cleansing instead, or can you use apple cider vinegar? All right. Okay, Mohan, thanks a lot for the info. I'm in the business and marketing module as well. Yeah, I would just hold off because that business and marketing module is so jam-packed with everything that you need. That's why you paid for it. So we did the work for you, your entire practice architecture, your webinar, like everything that, that you need. Thank you for the kind words, Nandy. Thank you. Okay, let's see who wants to speak. Stephanie and Laura. So Stephanie, I just accepted you. Laura, hang tight, you're next. Can't wait to see your faces. I love it when you guys want to come on and speak. Mandy, thank you. I'm so blown away with how amazing the whole program is set up. Thank you for all the years of hard work combining this material. You're most welcome. Okay. This program is gold. Thank you. We're going to deal with all the recipe stuff on Tuesday, okay? Yeah, now we need to do it for, yes, a practitioner course for the adrenal recovery detox. It's in the pipeline.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Hey. Hi. Oh, we can't hear you. I think you're muted. Your audio is on my end. Come back. Are you there now?
Still can't hear you.
Oh, there we go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure why that wasn't working.
Tell us where you are and what you are. Are you a health coach, a nurse?
So I am in Austin, Texas, and I'm a health coach and a FDNP. And I also work in the medical field. I do cardiac ultrasounds.
That's nice.
Awesome. That's wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. Tell me what's going on. Did you do your health intake with case studies?
Yes. So I was actually curious about the program for business. So I had purchased that too, and I wasn't sure if we could do through the marketing material at the same time or if it's something we should do after.
I prefer you just focus on the clinical because you're going to have a totally different perception of the business and marketing model at the end. So I put that on your calendar for July. There's already a lot on your plate right now to get all the clinical information.
Perfect. And then I kind of have done already all of the things that you were suggesting to do today with my people, but I think I'm sending maybe too much information to them. So I'm like, you've already done some of this, but if you could look at it a bit at a time. I was like, I don't want you to get overwhelmed. I'm sending you a lot, but just read it one or two things at a time. Would you suggest maybe
giving them less? I think, you know, part of being that really good health coach, that really good healer is like putting yourself in their shoes, and they should leave your office or your session being like, yes, you know what I mean? Like you get the right thing. Some people, 5 action items, some people 12, right? It depends on what they can handle. So you're going to kind of feel it out. And there's a lot of empaths in this program. You can feel when someone's anxiety is rising and it's like, no, pull back. Right. And so I wouldn't give them any extra noise. Because anything that goes beyond their emotional capacity for change is noise, and it's going to pollute what they do have the capacity for.
Okay, perfect. And I do have one case study that is very, very high anxiety, lots of depression. And I'm wondering I'm feeling like she might be a little bit more than I can handle at the moment. And so I'm not sure. I want to make sure that I support her in the right way.
And not over support her. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people, look at the world situation. There's a lot of people with, they're at their max and something happens in their personal life and then they can't handle it anymore. So just stay in touch with us. You know, we did evaluate all of these case studies, but there's so many people going through a lot. I mean, I definitely would put her on L-theanine and when you get the follow-up, the Jatsumonsi, just to help her calm down and then give her a couple of weeks. And if she's not calming down after that, that's when we'll step in and we'll kind of interview her, we'll make sure she's right for you. And if we need to give you somebody else, then we're going to do that.
Perfect. And I would say keep boundaries with her too while you're working with her, you know, and keep those appropriate boundaries about, you know, the contact, the level of contact, how to contact you and not let that get away from you either.
Boundaries, so important.
Yes, yeah. Boundaries, boundaries.
When people are sick and don't give anybody your cell phone number.
Please no.
Not their text on, right? And then you can sit and then let them know. Okay, you can expect an email response from me within 48 to 72 business hours. And like appropriate email response is, you know, they're not writing you novels. You say 3 to 5 short questions, something like that.
Okay, good. I actually had to get my cell phone number, unfortunately, because I was in Hawaii for my honeymoon last week, and there was no internet service to anybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I definitely did set the boundaries on that. Like, if you do have questions, you need to email me.
Perfect. Yeah. And have you been practicing for a little bit since FDN for a year or so?
I have not been practicing other than just people within my like my friends and family. So that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is going to be really good for you. The time when, because at the end, when you do the business and marketing webinar, you record it in your own voice, right? You're going to be, this is going to be really good for you to get your sea legs on setting boundaries. And actually module 3 is all about that in the business section. So you don't make the same mistakes I did, right? Drive yourself into a dream.
Right.
Because you want their healing like more than they do. So yeah, and that's the thing. And then we steal their power, right? Every individual is so much more powerful than they can ever imagine. And if we do it for them and we fill in an emotional space that they should fill in for themselves, there's a level of discomfort that they have to sit in. They're going to go through a major transformation. There's a level of discomfort that they have to sit in themselves and not be soothed, right? They have to learn how to self-soothe as well. So, yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
I could do it on my own without help. I think that they've got it made.
They've got it made. Yeah, they're going to be fine. And this happens with everything. Every time we launch something live, imagine that when we had 2,000 death drivers, right? And everybody just like freaks out in the beginning. And like, we're just all ready for it, right? It's like, yeah, everyone, until they get their brain around it, until they get their sea legs, they start eating wet, and then they're all just going to like settle down and things will get better and better and better. But so this is just kind of par for the course, and that it's training you that anytime people come to you and they're making these major changes, that you're going to be more of an emotional coach and then a physical coach, you know, as you get going.
Right. Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations on your marriage.
Thanks.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Stephanie. Okay, let's see. Laura, we're bringing you on next. Let me jump into the chat here. While Laura's coming on, Yvonne, I reached out to one of my clients. Is that with no response yet? They should be replying, Nicole.
Write into me, Yvonne, and let me know who it is so that I can follow up with them. I think Laura's having computer problems, Krista, looks like here. She has a case study she's trying to connect with. That case study said she was connected with another practitioner. Yeah, again, Laura, write into us and tell us who you're talking about, and then we can figure out what's going on and intervene for you.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne is planning to started the ACV, and he stated it made him immediately nauseated. Okay, this is a person who needs some help with phase 1 liver detoxification. We're going to talk about that. on Tuesday. Is this expected with a person with severe GERD? Not the nausea per se, but pull him off of the apple cider vinegar and have him swap that out with 2 ounces of inner leaf aloe. You can get that at the grocery store, and he can put 2 ounces of aloe and fill the rest of the glass up with water, and should not make him nauseated. It's going to start to cool and calm and soothe everything, chase back excess candida, and prep him. And we'll do some food-based liver support, maybe add an artichoke leaf in for this guy, but let's talk about that on Tuesday. Okay. Stephanie asked her question already, but then she came in. Okay, did we answer everything? I think so. Right? Okay, we did it, guys. I love it. This is a good bonus webinar. I hope that we cleared up your questions. I hope it was supportive. Yeah, Jessica, we'll be connecting with our fellow Gut Thrive practitioners in the future. I would love to know when we can reconnect, network, when the class is over. So you have access inside the portal for the life of the program, Jessica. And in the portal, we built like a Facebook, right? So we could keep it private. So you should be a part of that. Nicole, I don't know if you want to show them. Hold on. Let me see. Where am I going with this? Okay, now inside the portal here,
it's under community.
Community. Yeah. So come here and go to community. I mean, I'm telling you, did it follow me?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, great. Okay. So yeah, I'm telling you, we spent a lot of money developing this for the last course. And so watch this forum. It's just a 20-minute video that will help you understand how to use the whole forum. And then you enter the community there, and then you will be forever connected to your fellow practitioners, including the last group that are now certified. And so that's awesome. You guys can all lean on each other. And the last group was beautiful. And I said in the first webinar, we've got the neurologist referring to the PhD in mental health therapy, right? And so a lot of these beautiful alliances are forming, and we want you guys to, you know, really know each other and support each other and take this work out into the world. This is how we change it. This is how we create a healthcare system.
Yeah. And I know that the group from last year, they actually have a monthly Zoom meeting that they do themselves, where they just connect and they talk about the work they're doing, and they've become fast friends and they stay connected. So there's definitely opportunities to do that kind of thing.
Great.
Laura wants to know if the pH strips and the castor oil packs, they're not in the supplement kits. No, that's a separate purchase that they would have to make.
Yes, that's a separate purchase. But there was, I think I missed Mandy's question. Are you in South Africa about castor oil packs? You can't find them there. So what type of fabric would we use? And I love that you're going to use the PP pads for potty training. That's brilliant. That's so brilliant. Use those. That's great. Because otherwise, I'd recommend like buying the gauze, and it's just messy, but that's way less messy. So I would definitely use the PP pads. Brilliant. Resourcefulness there. Thank you for that. Brooke, I saw a question from you I wanted to answer. Oh, yeah. Brooke said, for some patients I have that have UC, will this program be helpful? Yes. That's what it does. UC, ulcerative colitis, like you name it, right? This program can heal your gut. We've had people go through this program with 3-4 autoimmune diseases, multiple surgeries, 40 doctors, 20 years of their life lost, $100,000 out of pocket, and they have insurance, right? And this program heals them. They heal themselves, rather. I'm sorry. You're not healing anyone. We're not healing anyone. They're healing themselves. Okay. So So absolutely, there's just considerations depending on whether the UC is active or dormant, how much damage, how much scarring, right? That's why we're doing this, right? Because we don't work privately, but you do. And they really want, that's why you have to focus like your life and their life depends on the clinical aspect of this program, because we need to understand in the pathogen purge, how much can they tolerate? We have a do no harm approach. You may do parts of step three before you do parts of step two to calm and soothe and coat and help the colon heal, right, before we go through the pathogen purge. So 100% UC, you'll be able to take UC clients and patients after this. The pH strips are not added to their kits. They have to pick them up. They're $10, Amazon, grocery store, health food store. They can get them there. I know. It would be nice if it just all came in a pack, huh? Castor oil packs, pH strips. We'll put it on the list. Okay. Let's change the world, Jessica. Yes. Okay. If we have further questions in the meantime, Mohan, we're going to wrap up now. So do we send those via email? Yes. But remember, we're a small team. Don't ask us questions that are not in the module we're in. Okay. We're not going to answer them if you're going to skip ahead. That's the only thing I really want you to know. But if there's something that is not answered in your help center, remember we have this amazing help center. I'm going to show it to you again. It bears repeating because it's so great. So now when you go under your resources, this GT5 help center. Okay. Did it follow me, Nicole?
Yep, it did.
Okay, good. I don't see that it followed me. No, we're still in community?
No, you're still in community, sorry.
Okay. Okay, give me a second here. So you go under your resources, and then you are going to go into your knowledge base here. Okay. Now, remember, we've taken now 8,000 people to date through this program, so we've had tens of thousands of questions. So what you're going to do, this is like any question you could have on health. This is a PhD in and of itself. We've answered it. So if you've got a question, please first type it into the knowledge base and see if you can get your answer before you write into clinical customer service. And, of course, that's what it's for. We will respond to you within 48 business hours to help you move your case studies along. Okay. All right, everyone. We're proud of you. It was good to have this bonus time with you. I hope it helped. Looks like it did help. Nicole, thank you for jumping on. It's so awesome to do this with you. I love it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Krista. I was happy to do it.
Okay. Have a great rest of your week, everybody. And we'll see you a week from today. Okay. Lots of love. Bye.